The lands below had been fused and blasted by some terrible event, the disastrous cataclysm which had driven this part of the world deep into itself in the first place, no doubt. The surface of the earth had become distorted black glass, humped upward into spalls and twists which could not properly be called hills, and twisted downward into deep cracks and folds which could not properly be called valleys. A few stunted nightmare trees flailed twisted branches at the sky. Under magnification, they seemed to clutch at the travelers like the arms of lunatics. Here and there, clusters of thick ceramic pipes jutted through the glassy surface of the ground. Some seemed dead or dormant, but within others they could see gleams of eldritch blue-green light, as if titanic forges and furnaces ran on and on in the bowels of the earth. Misshapen flying things, which looked like pterodactyls, cruised between these pipes on leathery wings, occasionally snapping at each other with their hooked beaks. Whole flocks of these gruesome aviators roosted on the circular tops of other stacks, apparently warming themselves in the updrafts of the eternal fires beneath. They passed above a fissure, zigzagging along a north-south course like a dead riverbed. Except it wasn't dead. Deep inside lay a thin thread of deepest scarlet, pulsing like a heartbeat. Other, smaller fissures branched out from this, and Susanna, who had read her Tolkien, thought, "This is what Frodo and Sam saw when they reached the heart of Mordor. These are the cracks of doom." A fiery fountain erupted directly below them, spewing flaming rocks and stringy clots of lava upward. For a moment, it seemed they would be engulfed in flames. Jake shrieked and pulled his feet up on his chair, clutching Oi to his chest.
"Don't worry, little trail hand," John Wayne drawled. "Remember that you're seeing it under magnification."
The flare died. The rocks, many as big as factories, fell back in a soundless storm. Susanna found herself entranced by the bleak horrors unrolling below them, caught in a deadly fascination she could not break. And she felt the dark part of her personality, that side of her Kef which was Detta Walker, doing more than just watching. That part of her was drinking in this view, understanding it, recognizing it. In a way, it was the place Detta had always sought, the physical counterpart of her mad mind and laughing, desolate heart. The empty hills north and east of the western sea, the shattered woods around the portal of the bear, the empty plains northwest of the send, all these paled in comparison to this fantastic, endless vista of desolation. They had come to the drawers and entered the wastelands. The poisoned darkness of that shunned place now lay all around them.